This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This video is sponsored by Voxy. Hello and welcome back to the Blues Focus podcast with me, Tommy Kelsall, and Sam Sheppey. Good evening, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you doing?
Not too bad, yeah. Would have been better if we'd have won yesterday, but of course, that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. With Blues 1-0 defeat to West Brom yesterday. A review of our transfer window, a look ahead to our Friday night game against Sheffield Wednesday. And also, we will be doing a live reaction from the women's game today. We'll be bringing on Ellie Yates, hopefully, after the we'll talk about the Blues, really. So, yeah, let's get straight into it. Not really one that I want to do because it was a disappointing day all round, really. Obviously, I couldn't go yesterday because there was the ticket thing, which was a bit frustrating. But probably one I was glad to have missed, really, with the result in question, really. But yeah, Sam, kick us off. What did you make to the game yesterday?
Yeah, as soon as I got the notification through that it was Vyman that scored to get the 1-0 win for West Brom, you just saw it as like typical Blues, didn't you? And it was one of them games where sort of going into it, we were on a decent run of form, I guess, you know, with the fact that we had the back-to-back wins against Hull and Stoke and then had that 3-0 loss against Leicester. But you don't really expect to get anything against Leicester, do you? And there were plenty of positives to take from that game. So obviously going into this game against West Brom, I saw the lineup and I thought, okay, he seems to have had that sort of talk with Pritchard, come straight into the starting 11. It's a 4-2-3-1 system that perhaps he's familiar with at Sunderland. So like slotting into that area of the pitch, perhaps he's pretty comfortable as it is. He got taken off at half time as a precaution, didn't he, for a calf strain. But I suppose for the rest of the game, it's one of them things where we were having chances, but not the clear-cut chances perhaps that we had against Leicester. It was a different type of chance we were creating. And there wasn't much penetration to our play either. So it was a bit worrying and a little bit of a step backwards from Leicester because it was one of them games where if we would have got something from it, it would have boosted the morale, wouldn't it? If the players and the team and the fans and everything. So I just think on the whole, you know, you look at the league position of us now, we did actually move up a place, didn't we? Even though we lost 1-0.
I know.
But yeah, it's one of them ones where now that game against Sheffield Wednesday on Friday, next Friday on Sky Sports is a massive game, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's a must win, isn't it? You know, and where we are in the table, we can't really get too carried away with Mowbray, which is what I would like to do, of course. You know, as a Blues fan, he's a fantastic man for the job and everything. He's a definite improvement on Wayne Rooney. But at the same time, we do need to keep winning. And yesterday was disappointing for different reasons, really. It wasn't the fact that because we need to be looking over our shoulder at where we are and everything. It's more of the fact that we need to be aware of the fact that, you know, we are still in the relegation battle, unfortunately. And those are the harsh realities sometimes we have to accept. And a win was kind of needed yesterday, really, I think. I think we didn't make enough chances to be in the conversation for winning. Was it disappointing we lost? Of course, yes. And did we deserve to lose? I'm not entirely sure, but they deserve to win more than we deserve to win, that's for sure. And I think the only chance I can remember was Kevin Long's in the second half. That was incredibly unlucky, to be honest. But
it was, wasn't it? Just the way it just deflected into Palmer's hands as well.
I know, yeah. And Stansfield's literally like inches away from tapping it into the empty net. I don't know. We didn't offer much going forward. You know, it's Keshi Anderson, as much as I like him, and, you know, he can be a danger down the right-hand side as well. Both wings, sorry. He just doesn't pull the trigger enough, and that's just the real frustrating thing I've found with him for quite a while now. It's really that he needs that sort of belief in himself just to take stuff on, and, you know, he did it against Leicester, and he had opportunities there, but really, I don't know. It was the whole team yesterday. It wasn't great, you know. It wasn't bad. I just don't think that really it was one to, you know, take any positives from. You know, the Leicester game, you know, we'd lost to a better team. We just didn't put the chances in the back of the net. Yesterday was a step back from Leicester, like you say, because there wasn't even the chances in the first place to even pull it off, really. Like I said, no. One chance with Kevin Long that was unlucky, but also lucky to get to. You know, he made the best of it, and it's just incredibly unlucky not to find the back of the net, really. But I wasn't really impressed with West Brom as well, though. It was just...
No, it's one of the ones where they had that game against Wolves, didn't they? 2-0 defeat. And in that game, I thought, okay, they have their fair share of possession in the game. It may be that we have to compromise our possession play a little bit playing against West Brom. But we had more of the ball, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we did. I think we did well with the ball as well at times. I thought even Sunjic, as captain, played excellently. Was impressed with Dizel as well. I thought Pritchard played okay. I don't know. And Ethan Laird as well. Special shouts out to Ethan Laird, you know, made a full 90 minutes.
And got the Vyman away from the fans, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The only player to go over to Vyman, weren't he?
Yeah, I think that's kind of... we'll get to that bit, actually, with the Vyman bit, because that was irritating, even though I wasn't there. Shit jokes aside with Ethan Laird, you know, he is still fantastic. And when he had to cover in for left back when Bakuna came on, still did fantastically. I was a little bit disappointed with Lee Buchanan yesterday. I don't know about you. You know, he wasn't up to the standards that I thought he was going to continue in, really, this season. I think he was so quality this towards the start of the season. You know, he was just, nothing got past him. He was really robust in challenges. He read play really well. Yesterday he was caught out quite a lot. There was Furlong who was getting in down that right hand side quite a lot.
Yeah, he had a good game for them.
Yeah, he played well. I thought he was decent for them. But yeah, I don't know. It's because we didn't really play that badly. The goal could be preventable, I suppose. It's a hard game to draw anything from, really, because it is, isn't it? It was poor, I think. That was the only thing that I could really definitely nail on, was the fact that it was a poor game, you know, and neither side were that great, I don't think.
Yeah, because it's interesting with Buchanan, actually. You speak about him like he's one of those people that a lot of fans go to and go, right, he's going to be someone that's going to be in our team for years to come and that. And I'm not too concerned about the guy, but with Mowbray's stuff about him saying about, you know, he wants his fullbacks to get further up the pitch, take the ball up the pitch as well. Will Buchanan be able to do that in this setup? Because I think with Laird, if he's fit, I have no problems that he's kind of that ball carrier that's going to start off attacks. And the way that Tony Mowbray's used his fullbacks before at different clubs he's been at, he likes them to be really aggressive on the front foot. I think Buchanan defensively is fantastic, but going forward, there may be that question that needs answering sort of as we get further on the season, we see more of Buchanan play in this Mowbray system. But yeah. I mean, for now, I love the guy, but is he going to fit into Mowbray's plans long term? I'm not sure, but that's not saying that he's a bad player at all.
No, not at all. I don't know. I don't think the system's really the big issue at the moment for me with him. I think just his sort of, I don't know whether he's had like a little bit of a knock or something, but he just didn't seem himself.
He did have an injury, didn't he? He was out for some time.
I don't know. Obviously, there are some positional changes. Obviously, Bielik playing the centre-back, which I thought worked brilliantly again yesterday. You know, I thought he was pretty sound, apart from the goal, which you could perhaps point a finger towards him at. But I don't know. Aside from that, I think we really were just a bit reluctant to go forward yesterday. And that was the only problem that we had, you know, and... Some guys just said in the comments here, Pritchard, you could see, wanted to turn us and get us on the front foot. Was good to see. I mean, I completely agree. You know, I think that was his sort of main aim for the game. Within the first half, you know, obviously, I imagine he got brought off for maybe just trying to ease him into the team. And obviously, we had James on the bench as well, so I imagine Mowbray would have liked to implement him quickly. But it's a pro and a con, isn't it, having so many good midfielders, because Dzel played fantastically yesterday. I thought he was really good, really tidy, really neat player on the ball. Sunjic did his job. Sunjic did his job, you know, didn't do anything stupid. Well, not that I can really remember. But also,
for Sunjic's standards, I suppose nothing too stupid, is it?
That's exactly the right thing. Jordan James was good when he came on. I thought he kept the ball nicely and made some good inside passes as well, trying to break through the lines a little bit. I didn't think much of Sungho Paik. I can't pronounce his name. Apologies for the
butchering. It'll take some time, won't it, for all of us to get down to the proper pronunciation of it.
I think it's Paik. I don't want to say it too confidently, though.
I think it's Sungho Paik, isn't it?
Sungho Paik, yeah.
Yeah, because so, I heard the commentator say that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that then I will learn it. I will learn it. But yeah, I don't. Obviously, it's hard to tell, you know, within the last 20 minutes of the game what you can really decide from him. I don't know. The defense were solid, I think, throughout most of the game, apart from that one moment there.
It was a lack of concentration, wasn't it? What Tony Mowbray said, just that little switch off of time, and that can punish you in the championship, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just, and it's always going to be fucking Weimann as well, you know. And, well, I mean, the thing with Weimann at the end of the game as well, I think it just kind of shows really that the frustration that it's been on him really as well, because he's a person, an individual who has had a hard time playing against us in recent years. You know, obviously we've done the Albion four times before yesterday, and also he's actually scored an own goal for us, you know, in the time as well. He scored that own goal for Bristol City. So I could just see like the real frustrations in that. So he was really glad that he scored, but he couldn't just leave that as it was. And obviously with the thing they had last week against Wolves as well, it just sort of spilled out a little bit. And the things that I've been reading online as well, on, you know, from certain Albion fans and everything, you know, and I've been seeing some fans really having a proper kick off with Blues fans and everything, and stuff that's really nasty and everything. It was just, it was like a proper showing to me that they wanted that much more than we did, you know. And I'm not saying it had an impact on the game, but just picking up on it really, that, you know, he had to go over to the Blues fans afterwards. And you know,
and perhaps the game was a bit tighter than they anticipated as well.
Yeah, perhaps, because, yeah,
considering the league positions and that, like seeing us right down where we are and West Brom up where they are, you wouldn't say face value the game was, you know, 20th versus 5th or whatever. I think it was a lot closer than the league positions say.
I don't think they are that great of a team, to be honest. What I've seen of them this season is not really shown to me that fifth is that hard to get to in the league, really. I mean, it shows as well, because we've gone from being sixth to 20th in the league, or 19th as we are right now. So the league isn't that difficult. I think that's what was frustrating me most yesterday. It's not really that we lost or anything, but I'm looking at the team and thinking, are we really that bad? Like, I just can't believe that really at times. I'm thinking, like, we've got players like Dembele, who I thought was poor yesterday. And I'm a big fan of Siriki Dembele, and always have been since I first saw him in, I think it was Peterborough a couple of seasons ago against us. I thought, I'd love to have him in our team. And now we do. And, you know, at the start of the season, he's been fantastic. And right up until, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, still got it and everything. But yesterday was just, again, there was a few players yesterday who I just didn't know what they were thinking, really. And Buchanan and Bielik, and not Bielik, sorry, and Dembele, you know, I just looked at them and thought, oh, you know, the talent in them is like so obvious, and yet they seem to have slowed down a little bit. I don't know what's happened or anything. You know, they are quite injury prone players, I suppose, but you know, that he just didn't really get past players yesterday. He didn't look like he wanted to take players on. He was quite happy to drift inside and everything. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not what you're good at, you know. What you are great at is beating that man right on the byline and then skipping around him and pelting it towards the goal, you know. That's really what's interesting about you. But, like, yesterday there was too much of cutting inside. I'm not happy about that, you know. Siriki Dembele is a winger and a great one as well on his day, you know. So pushing him inside, all this sort of stuff, I'm like, I ain't too sure about that.
Yeah, because, like, other managers have tried to do it a little bit with him as well, where we've had this conversation before, where we just want Dembele to be that out-and-out winger, as you said, that can take players on, deliver crosses or whatever. But then again, I suppose with the crosses, we haven't got much of an aerial threat going forward, have we?
No.
So that may impact it somewhat.
Yeah. I don't know. I was disappointed with Stansfield as well yesterday. I don't think he did anything apart from one shot, really. I don't know. Just certain players who have been like quality for us this season have just been
not really showed up properly yesterday, did they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want the only reason I'm a little bit worried about it is I don't want it to slip now, because we've got some tough games coming up after these next two games, really. So we've got Sunderland on the, obviously that game that's coming out is like the big sort of attendance.
It's the 17th, game. Isn't it?
17th of February, yeah. But before that, we've got Wednesday on Friday. That makes no grammatical sense for them. and then we've got Blackburn afterwards on Tuesday night, and then obviously Sunderland. But the run of games we've got after that are like really hard as well. So like we need the wins now rather than relying on them towards the end of the season, because after that, we've then got Sunderland on Saturday, the 17th of February. We've then got Ipswich away, Southampton at home, Hull away, Millwall away, Middlesbrough at home, Watford at home. You know, the games that are coming towards the end of the season, and honestly, some of the last few games of the season as well are like really tricky. And Norwich on the last day, I bloody hope we are safe by that time, because if we're not, then...
We don't have a good record against Norwich, full stop.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
Playing on the final day with something on the line, we do not want to be there.
I know, exactly. That's the thing. Like, we just need to start winning, and that's why I'm absolutely making this a point, is that we have to win against Sheffield Wednesday. We can't have a draw or anything, and if we lose the bloody Norwich, then we are really in trouble then. But we need to win that on Friday night. Nothing else about it. I don't care what the score is. We need to win.
Yeah, because winning would be a statement as well, wouldn't it? You know, in front of the Sky cameras. Because I imagine if Sheffield Wednesday do pick up a result, then it would all be, you know, oh, Birmingham pressure, and there'll be a lot of social media talk, won't there, if we're in that position where we're just looking over our shoulders. All the players will be magnified, and it's just a position that we don't want to be in. I mean, I trust in Tony Mowbray that he's going to get us out the situation and maybe play a style of football that is more suited to the players, just for sort of, you know, crisis management, and just get out of this position that we're in, and then maybe look to be a bit more expansive next season with more players, because it will be a really busy summer transfer window for us, won't it? So many players leaving and out of contract, and a lot of players coming in.
Yeah, exactly. I think the transfer window was a little bit disappointed in the end, really, because we didn't get the players in that we needed. There's a few people saying that in the chat, and I get the ideas of like we need more players and everything, and yes, we do really. We needed a goalkeeper. We didn't get one of them in time. We could have done with another striker as well. It felt a bit like a little. We left it all a little bit too late in the end. But with the players we've got, I don't think we should be anywhere near a relegation battle, to be quite honest. I mean,
there's one guy that came up on deadline day, wasn't there? All of a sudden, where it's like we supposedly put in a bid for Ilias Chair. I don't know how much I believe in that. But that's big player, isn't it?
Yeah, there is, obviously. But like, I don't know. Why wouldn't he want to come to Blues? But maybe more of a summer transfer signing, I think that is. Yeah. You know, it's more of a stable
Less
one, and he knows what's coming
well.
In. Yeah, that as well, yeah. I mean, one guy in the chat saying, I believe playoffs are very unlikely, but we shouldn't write them off. Yeah, I don't know anymore. I mean, I would love to be in that position where we're pushing back up towards the top of the table, but let's see how Wednesday goes. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, that's the one I feel like we've got to try and test ourselves against the typical Blues sort of standards, really, because if we lose that game, then we're in deep shit, in my opinion. You know, because Blackburn's not an easy game. I know they're not in great form and everything, but like, The games we got after that, it's going to be a hard battle, that is. And that's what I didn't want from Mowbray. And I thought, you know, Mowbray's going to come in. It's just going to be a, you know, nice ride towards the end of the season. But yeah.
It's never a nice ride with Blues, is it, towards the end of the season? There's always something on the line. But
and the guy says it in the chat here, next two games are massive. They just are.
Exactly.
They are.
No, yeah. And just sort of like thinking about the games that are coming up. Obviously, Sheffield Wednesday on Friday, in their last game, they lost 4-0 to Huddersfield. I'm looking at that going, they're not going to lose by more goals, are they, than that? And it tends to be that whenever a team have like a big defeat, they always prioritise the defence and everything, and it's never as heavy as the last game, is it? So it's one of the ones where you see they lost 4-0 to Huddersfield, but they'll be like super concentrated for that game because they know it's massive for their season as well, because of the position they're in, they're more likely to go down than us. And they'll look at this game and go, right, we could get something from this. And after that 4-0 defeat, the fans will want something from like a response. So it's going to be an interesting game, isn't it? I think it may be one of the ones where it's really cagey. Both teams don't want to give a lot away, do they?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to your predicted lineup then. Let me find the overlay. Brand new graphics. Look at this here.
Yes, very snazzy.
So run us through your lineup then, Sam.
So yeah, Etheridge in goal, because it looks like the Ruddy's going to be out for a week or two. Back four I've gone unchanged because it looks like, I think Sanderson's out until early March, is it?
I know, yeah. I mean, it's good that Bielik is playing more of a centre-back role now, because I would be a little bit worried about that, actually, if he, you know, if he's out for that long, Sanderson.
Yeah, I don't think there's too much you can change with a back four with who's available and who's not at the moment. I do have Dzel and Sunic in there again, because I believe Dzel was our man of the match for the game yesterday. A lot more composure in the midfield, someone that can spray the ball around a bit and has a good passing range. I've gone with JJ back in for Pritchard because of this whole calf problem. It may be one of them games where, as the game goes on, it's a bit more of a stalemate. Then you bring on your players like Bakuna and Pritchard that can unlock defences. And if Sheffield Wednesday decide to sit a little bit deeper, people with a bit more possession and like quality on the ball. So I've gone with JJ from the start. And then the front three kind of picks itself, really. I think Mowbray likes these players a lot, in the mould of the players that he does like. You know, at Blackburn and Sunderland, he had really good attackers there. And I think with the coaching that Mowbray's going to give to these players, they will improve. And we're persisting with, you know, front three that's regular as well, because with Rooney, there was a lot of change, wasn't there, with formation and attackers and not really knowing the best starting 11. And I'm hoping that consistency will pay off with picking these same players and building up that chemistry.
Do you think that Miyoshi will play that sort of right winger role, or will he dip into attacking midfield and that sort of switch?
I could see him dipping into attacking midfield. It all depends on how the game goes. But yeah, he has had the tendency to drift in a bit, isn't he? A bit like Dembele, like what you were saying. So we'll see how it pans out.
And also Sonjic, would he be the captain for the game against Wednesday?
Probably. I can't see it really being anybody else. I can't see Mowbray stripping him of the captaincy.
Do you think, and Buchanan starting as well? I mean, I've got him in my team as well, but like, is he gonna, what do you expect from him on that left hand side against Wednesday?
It's gonna be one of the ones where it's gonna be interesting to see how much he does push up. I saw a comment actually speaking about Buchanan where someone was saying that maybe he doesn't push up as much because he doesn't trust the players around him. Mm-hmm. And it could be one of the things where if he does leave a lot of space, then he knows that we are going to get punished for it. So I do completely understand that. But I would like to see our defence be somewhat brave and not, you know, be stupid and like completely push up. Because I remember that first Rooney game against Middlesbrough where everyone was like, oh my God, there's so much space. Yeah. So not that much push up, but like push up to some degree where we are the ones that are applying the pressure, more possession, but in a careful manner.
No, I like your lineup, actually. I think it's a quite a solid lineup. All right, I'm going to cut to mine here now. First thing you will definitely notice, Sarikhi Dembele is
very wide.
Pinned.
I know you said about him playing wide, but not that wide.
It's like he's not moving from that left-hand side at all. It's like, no, he's not coming inside or anything. I would argue as well. I know a lot of people have been saying that Sarikhi Dembele doesn't track back enough. But I'm also a bit like, does he need to? Like, does he really need to? Like, I think the team is that adaptable, really. Like, Sunjic is quite a defensive midfielder anyway, so he can drop across to that left-hand side if somebody was to come across. The little dot, by the way, the little blank dot is Pritchard. Van Hoop hasn't put his number in just yet. But literally, I think if Dembele just stays forward, and I know it's a bit of an old-fashioned way, but he's there on the break then, and that's the thing. We can get it towards him as quickly as possible and then just belt him down that wide wing there, you know. And then I've gone for Bakuna rather than Miyoshi, who, I don't know, I wasn't disappointed with him, but he didn't offer much yesterday, I don't think. You know, I think it's just one of those things at the moment for Miyoshi, really. So I'm going to go Bakuna, who I thought was pretty decent when he came on, to be fair. I think he invented stuff down that right-hand side. And you know, he was right back, but, you know, stick Laird and Bakuna on that right-hand side. I think that's a good formation, you know. And also Dzel, keeping him in as well. I'm just emphasising on Sarikhi Dembele, really, because he just offers us so much more going down the left-hand side than anything else. And I was also speaking to my dad yesterday and as well saying that, you know, he can't be the priority for every game. And I'm also like, yeah, but he can be, you know, if he is going to create us as many chances as he does, which statistically, I think he's given us the most opportunities going forward this season, you know, and he's been on the score sheet a couple of times. You know, and Stansfield as well, when we're on the break in that way, he's a great battler towards up the top of the pitch. So I don't think we need to worry about our defence. I think we need to be more concerned about our attack and utilising players like Stansfield and Dembele, who and make it key to them, you know, like how they attack is how we attack, you know, because give him the ball and they will create chances for us, you know. Get him down the left-hand side, Dembele. Get Stansfield through the middle and get Bakuna help him build that play. I think that's what we can prioritise ourselves. And Dzel and Sunjic and Pritchard, you know, they can go back and forward and everything. I might consider dropping Pritchard out for Miyoshi maybe. I don't know about, what do you think to that, Sam?
Looking at Bakuna, I want to ask you a question. Like, what position do you think Bakuna's best in?
Best in? Oof. He is quite free roam, isn't he, Bakuna, at times?
That's the thing, like, he hasn't really had like one set position for us in a while.
Yeah. No, I think, I do think though, like yesterday, going down that right-hand side, I think he wasn't that bad, to be honest, you know, and he did drop in a few times and everything, and Sunjic was coming in and out a few times as well. But yeah, I don't know. It's tricky to say, because he does quite a lot, doesn't he? He's, he goes in towards, you know, the middle of the park at times and then he drops out wide. But I think, he's actually a player, I would actually argue, sort of going back on everything I've literally just said, he's a player who needs a position. That's the thing for me. Because it's a little bit like Adams before he found, like, his goal scoring in tally. And I'm definitely not saying Bakuna's going to suddenly turn into Adams. I'm just saying that he needs to find a position for him that works best, you know. And it's like, you know, defensively, defensive players, they know their positions, don't they? Like, everybody, like Laird knows he's a right back. Buchanan knows he's the left back. Kevin Long knows he's a centre back. The further up the pitch you go, the less sort of positional sense people get, really. Well, not positional sense, that's the wrong word.
It's like very defined, fluid.
Yeah, they have a defined like position
each other
at the back.
It's not like then, how it's set out on paper as such.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then the further forward you go, you can intertwine with it. I'm a bit like, no, you know, because do you really want Sariki Dembele cutting inside on that right foot? Or would you prefer him getting down the left-hand side, you know, attempting to create chances that way? That's the way I think that works. And I think other players as well, you know, like James has got a little bit of a free roaming role and everything. But like the reason Sunjic was so good yesterday is because he was that role, wasn't he? Mm. Whereas other players who probably weren't, you know, playing as well, you know, Stansfield's going out to the right at times and then he's coming back into the centre. Dembele's cutting in on the right sometimes and then he's on the left. The more defined positions you have on the pitch, I personally believe they just stick with players. And that's why the defence yesterday was pretty solid, really. Apart from Buchanan, who I thought had a bit of an off game for him. I think that is the reason why I think we were a little bit dodgy at times yesterday.
Because I think with Bielik sort of dropping down centre-back and then Dzel coming in next to Sunjic, I think Dzel has that bit more quality on the ball and it relieves a bit of pressure from Sunjic to be able to pick out them passes, because obviously we know his strengths and weaknesses, and one of his strengths isn't, you know, these long-range passes or whatever. It's getting in people's faces, interceptions, and like being the aggressor. So I think with Dzel next to him, who's a bit more sort of calmer on the ball, and then Sunjic being that aggressor, I think that combination will work pretty well going forward.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. So those are our lineups for this week. If you want to download FanHub, the link will be in the description. You can track your miles. You can also gain real life rewards through the points, the FanFi points you can get. And yes, we will be back after a short break with Ellie for the women's team. But first of all, here's the Voxy sponsor. This video is brought to you by Voxy, the pay-as-you-go mobile network that gives you unlimited social media for as little as £10 a month. Sign up today using the link in the description to stop eating your data away while on the move. Voxy has got you covered with unlimited social media, video and music, all with 5G ready in every Voxy plan. And you'll also get a free £20 PayPal, Just Eat or Amazon voucher. So be sure to sign up today. Now, back to the video. So welcome back. We are joined with Ellie Yates, obviously here to talk about the Blues team today. Another loss for the Blues, rather unfortunately. But yeah, give us your sort of introduction thoughts about the game today.
Hi guys. I mean, another loss and a day where other results would have gone our way. Otherwise, I suppose that could be looked at from the sense that other results went our way, we could have gone top, or at least the other results went our way. So not as bad as it could have been. From looking at it, I think there was maybe a few missed chances again. But yeah, I don't know, it was a bit of an off one really. We beat them 5-2 earlier in the season and then they bring a player on who scores two goals within 10 minutes of coming on. So
no, absolutely, yeah. I think it's interesting you bring up the game previously against Watford, because 5-2, you know, at St Andrews earlier in the season, and then a game where we've, you know, been on a four-game winning streak in both the league and cup. And, you know, with a chance to, you know, push for top place, you know, and I think with the results as well, the other results today, the highest we could have hoped for was second place, isn't it? With 29, I believe we would have gone on if that was the case.
I might have looked at it, but I think it might have, if with goal difference, we might have topped it, I think. I might be wrong. I might have looked at it wrong. But
it's all very congested at the top there, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd have at least been around there somewhere. And I think that's the thing this season. It's just a bit of a crazy league this season. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to people winning and losing. Like, people at the bottom will beat someone at the top one week, but then, you know, that team might then go on and lose to someone else closer to them the week after. It's a bit all over the place, and it's making it a really tight top five, really. I mean, at one point, just before we went top at Christmas, we were fifth, but we're only like 1-2 points behind the top spot. So it's it might look like you're halfway down the table, but really you just need the win, which we got, and we were top. So it's very tight.
Yeah, because it's quite tight, isn't it? Sort of like top of the women's championship, and then in the men's team, obviously it's very tight down the bottom. So at least the women are up the top and that. But like, with all these wins that happen in, and then all of a sudden this loss, how important is it going to be for sort of Darren Carter to be able to like pick up these players again? Because obviously they've got the ability, but it's all about, you know, having to recover from the setbacks and that. So how do you think they're going to recover?
I think Darren has it. I think we have really a WSL squad. When you look at the players that we've got, we should, you know, really be up there, which we are. Like I say, it's just sort of how close it is makes it look like we're not, but we have a game in hand as well, so I think we've got the FA Cup next weekend, so a bit of a chance maybe to rotate things a little bit. We've got quite a good squad depth, and like I say, the players that we've got, anyone can come in and do a job. So I think probably really need to sort of rally the players up again, because we've got our next two games are against Southampton and Palace, I think. So, and they're both above us, two above us. So I think we can't really afford to lose against one of them, because then that would be really tricky. But yeah, I think just give the players the belief, like they've got what it takes. They really have. And they've shown that through the last few games of this season. And just give them, let them know to believe in themselves, and they really can kick on.
Next week it's Leicester in the fifth round of the FA Cup. They're obviously seventh in the WSL currently, with 3 wins, 6 losses, and 4 draws. It's obviously a bit of a balanced league as well, the WSL as well. So, I mean, is it a priority next week to win, or is it more of a performance sort of based win, if that makes sense?
It'd be nice. I mean, I think the main focus is getting back into the WSL, don't get me wrong. But, you know, a good cup run would be nice. You know, we've won it before, we've been in the final again, so, you know, a trip to Wembley wouldn't be so bad. I think maybe probably from the club's point of view, it's getting back into the WSL, especially with the players that we've got, like I said, and the backing behind the team. It's very much set up now, I think, as a WSL side. So, but to be fair, there's not really that much of a difference between like the Championship and I'd say maybe the lower half of the WSL anymore. Obviously you've got Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City all at the top there, but in terms of like, I mean, we beat West Ham a couple of weeks ago and they went and beat Arsenal today, so it's just you know, there's not much in it really from my point of view there.
I mean, what did you make to certain players individually today? Was there any standout players?
Look like I think, to be honest, I'll be honest to say it now, I couldn't make today because I was had some personal matters back here, but just from sort of following the game online, looked like Quinny again, it looked like at one point Gemma Lawley and Ellie Mason both had a really good chance to put us 1-0 up, but I think it was just bad luck that it got cleared off the line and cleared again. So it's just one of those where it seemed like it just wasn't going in. But overall, I think, like I say, all of the players and even the ones that have come in sort of more recently like Fuso and Cho and Yuri, they've really fitted in, and I think that's a good thing with this squad, that everyone seems to just sort of get on good, sort of like a good squad relationship, I guess.
No, absolutely, yeah. So two score predictions for the next two games then. So we'll do first prediction for the Leicester game in the FA Cup, and then for the Southampton game a week after that. So give us your bold, strong predictions, because we want two wins next week, not two losses again.
do you know what? I think we could beat Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be quite an open game. I feel like when we have played WSL teams in the Conti Cup, like the games have been quite open games. I'm going to go 3-2 to us against Leicester.
Ooh, lots of goals.
I think it is. Yeah, we need it. We need lots of goals. And I think we just go for it. Just go for it. I think it's going to be closer against Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be another 1-0, I think, to Blues. I take it. Get 3 points.
the team does have the best home form in the league, so they have got something to bounce them off that, really, in terms of the confidence. I think, though, with like the Watford game today, it was a bit of a surprise, obviously, with that four-game mm-hmm. streak coming to an end, really. But I definitely think that there's an opportunity against Southampton to get the form back in case, because obviously, you know, it's only one defeat today, but it could be right back in up the top of the table with a win and everything. I might even try and get down to that game myself, because obviously, is it this week? It's not. It's the wrong way around. Damn it. I thought it was Sheffield Wednesday on Friday, and then the game was on Saturday. Actually, no. Depends whether it wants to go to the Leicester game away. I don't know. I'm rambling now. I'm doing my typical Blues focus presenter style. Yeah, I think that's great. Thank you very much, Ellie, for that.
Thank you, Ellie.
For the outro and everything. Thank you for watching this episode of the Blues Focus podcast. I do apologise for the bit of the sort of unsteady feel to this week. It's been a bit of a weird week. I don't know why, but like in terms of just getting everything sorted, it's been a bit of a nightmare on this channel. But we're trying to get into more consistent flows and everything. Obviously, the podcast is much back into a more consistent flow after the Stephen Knight podcast, but obviously Ellie will be doing more work for us as well, so be sure to keep a lookout for all of that as well. We're obviously still going to be doing everything here on the YouTube channel, but for the moment being, it's a shorter episode today. I do apologize, but we'll be back next week, hopefully with more of a format and everything, and hopefully with two wins under the belt for the men and women's games as well. So thank you, Sam and Ellie, for also coming on to this episode of the Blues Focus podcast. Thank you guys for all listening. And keep right on.
Keep right on.
Keep right on.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share box ready to go. Your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.